Shannon's here from the Merrill School District. Shannon Murray is our school district administrator in the Merrill School District. Shannon, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning.
It's officially summer vacation time now for the folks in Merrill.
It is, and I have to apologize. I'm kind of fighting this summer cold, so my goal is to get through this without coughing.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
Don't make me laugh.
And then I got the cough switch ready to enable here just
perfect.
A little bit.
Excellent.
Shannon, let's look back a little bit. The year that was here in the Merrill School District this last year, what are some of the highlights for you? What really stands out as you look back at this last year?
Well, one thing that's been encouraging for us is that, you know, the last couple of years we've been really focusing on our efforts on improving our ELA scores and our English learning and literacy scores, and we had a really good year. We had some really positive wins at the end of the year on state testing and made some big gains, and so that was a great way to end our year. It certainly validated some of the efforts that we've been putting in the last couple of years to improve those across the board, and so that was a nice win for us. And so we're going to be heading into fall with our sails full, if you will, and see if we can keep that momentum going. So that was great.
As far as extracurricular-wise, what stands out for you from the past year?
Well, we had a nice spring. You know, we had really solid wrestling. Girls wrestling was great this year. That's just blown up in our area, and so we've had some really successful girl athletes that have taken to wrestling. We have two girls that just graduated. They're going to go wrestle at UW-Stevens Point.
Where, awesome.
Yeah, 4 years ago, that was not even on their radar, I'm sure, you know, because it's pretty new. But, so it was a nice year. A lot of kids participated. A lot of kids were involved. We had a great year with our marching jays down at the state competition in fall. So it was a good year extracurricular.
Awesome. We're going to get to what's coming up here, goals for the next year. But first of all, now that school is out for summertime, what happens behind the scenes when it comes to planning-wise at school right now?
Yeah, you know, schools are always kind of still busy over the summer. We just got done with summer school last week. That wrapped up in our district. And so now it's about maintenance and painting and getting everything, the facilities ready for the next school year. Nick Wazolik, our building and grounds guy, does a great job of getting our buildings ready. No big projects going on, you know, other than like maintenance kind of things and repairs and those kind of things. And so it's just mostly about getting the place ready for the start of the school year. It, you know, you walk through them at this time of year, and you're like, there's no way it's going to be ready. But they always get it done. So,
you know, other than the fact that you want done nothing but the best for the kids at school, as an administrator, probably the best news you can hear are no big projects at any of our buildings this summer.
Yeah, that is kind of nice, because then you can rest assured that you won't be behind in deadlines and those kind of things, and that you can kind of plan.
Not to mention budget busting kind of stuff going on. So that's good. The budget's looking good. And how are we looking with the budget going into the summertime now into the new year?
Well, we had to make some pretty big cuts, you know, going into the fall, but we managed that pretty successfully, I think. I think we had a pretty thoughtful process that got us there. So we're in a good spot for fall. We'll see what the state budget does moving forward. You know, I have talked about the special ed money, which is kind of still out there in limbo, and we'll see if that comes through. If it did, that would be very, very helpful for us. You know, we're kind of going status quo with what we've got. That's all we can do, and see what Madison comes up with.
So there is a plan that just because things are on hold in Madison right now, Merrill School District has a plan to go forward one way or the other, notwithstanding whatever happens in Madison.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And so does every school district. You have to. So it's like we need to be open in fall, and we need to operate within a budget, and so that's what we'll do.
One of the big things for success in business and in life is goal setting. We all need to set goals. It gives us something to work for, and when we reach those goals, it just feels fantastic. No different in a school district. What are some of the school's goals going into next school year?
Yeah, so we started a process a couple years ago where we redid our 3 to 5 year strategic plan, which ties to an annual plan, which ties to 100-day plans in our district. That's how we operate. And so our big goals have been literacy the last couple of years. Like I mentioned, we had some big wins on that area this spring. And so our goal for this coming up school year is to kind of keep our foot on the pedal, so to speak, the gas pedal on literacy, but now switch our focus to math. We think some of the instructional things that we've done, some of the standards work, some of the alignment, some of the assessment, et cetera, is paying dividends for us now in literacy. And so we know that we are doing the right work. And now it's time to switch that over to math. And so to draw that attention to math without letting up on literacy is going to be the big goal. And so
I got a question about math. Math was always, I don't get along with numbers, and I never have. I think some of my teachers recognized that, and they cut me some slack. Others said, "I just, boy, there's no hope for you, dude." So when it comes to numbers, we don't get along. I get along better with words and letters than I do with numbers. So for people that struggle with math, that being a goal, what are some of the things that the school can do to identify some people that it doesn't come so easy to others, it comes real easy? So when it comes to math especially, what are some of the things that the school district can do to help some of those kids that have a tougher time with numbers?
Yeah, so it's changed a lot since you and I were in school.
Okay.
And so now, if you're a student that struggles in math, we have pretty regular ongoing assessments that can identify those deficiencies in a bit of more of a real-time situation. And then every school district will have their interventions in place to help you remediate those things along the way.
Okay.
And so we've come a long way as a, you know, as an institution, I guess, if you will, as far as addressing students' needs that way. So it's a little more responsive.
I think that, and especially, like you say, well, when we went to school, people understood what dyslexia was when it came to reading. But I often thought, I have the same thing with numbers, but nobody ever believed me. And so here I sit. To my credit, I've still never had to find X.
Oh, there you go.
I've never been in a situation where I had to find X, so I'm getting along pretty well without that. But it's good to know, because I know it's frustrating to a lot of kids. They want to be better at something, and they feel that they don't have the tools to get better. But Merrill School District is ready to give those kids some tools.
Yeah, as is Tomahawk, and you know,
right.
So I think we've all gotten a lot better at identifying issues in real time and addressing them in real time.
Good. That's really good news. Shannon Murray, my guest here this morning, the Merrill School District Superintendent. So we've looked back a little. We're looking ahead a little bit here. As far as the school studies, the facility studies go, that's been an ongoing project as well. So where are we at with the school facility studies?
Yeah, so we did a study with CESA 10 this spring on the state of our current middle school building. I don't know if you're familiar with that building in downtown.
A little bit,
yeah.
Yep. By it all the time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building in a nice little park-like setting. But it's old. Some parts are 1922. And as our enrollment has declined, it's also old, and we have a lot of empty space in there. Hmm. And so we did the facility study to see what it would cost to get it up or to maintain it and keep it up into a state that works for us as far as educational services are concerned. And so we did that. And now this fall we'll be doing a similar study on our high school to see if there's a feasibility of making our high school, say, a 712 building or a 612 building or something, because we also have space at our high school, which is relatively new. And so we'll do that study, and then we'll start engaging the community and say, okay, here's the math on both sides of these things. How do we want to proceed? Because something will have to be done eventually. Either we stick a lot of money into the middle school, which is, again, partially empty. We move kids into the high school, which also has got space in it now. We'll have to be thoughtful in how we proceed, but we will be getting the community's engagement in that to see how we want to go.
That area of town especially, Shannon, it's rather, when it comes to iconic Merrill, that corner right there, you've got the river, you've got parks on either side of the road, you've got the beautiful library and that beautiful old school building. It'd be sure nice if we can figure out a way to preserve it all.
Yeah, I would agree. And so, if we were to not use it as a school in the future, that's not to say it couldn't be used. You know, a lot of times they're converted into apartments or other purposes.
Yeah.
You know, the tricky part with that particular campus is that we would want to keep as a school district the pool, the auditorium, the field house part of that building, which are all relatively new. That is our pool. So if we didn't have that pool, we wouldn't have a pool in our school district.
Okay.
And so that complicates things a little bit for us. But some of those things can be kind of figured out.
So how can people get involved with the input as far as this stuff goes, as far as just the folks of the school district?
Yeah, so I would say, we'll be re-engaging CESA 10 this fall to look at our high school study. And then once we have those two pieces of information, we'll be reaching out to the communities to come in and be part of some think tanks and advisory groups. So
got it.
To watch for that.
Okay, we'll be watching for that. And one of the reasons that you're here, Shannon, to share the information about the Merrill School District for our listeners here in Lincoln County, but also because Wendell has set the pace here with our school district here, and Tomahawk stops by to visit once a month. So I'm glad that you're here, too. As far as, I pose this question to Wendell as well. United States government is getting rid of the Department of Education. I know there's a lot of mixed feelings depending on what side you look at politically, but taking all the politics out of it, what's happening is happening, so guys like you have to deal with it. How do you see this happening? Because Wendell didn't think it was all that bad, if I remember our conversation correctly. I'm just wondering what your take is from your standpoint about the dismantling of the Department of Education and putting all the different things in the different departments and different areas of responsibility.
Yeah. So I'll kind of go back. I mean, the spirit of public education is supposed to be lie with the states, not the federal. So not the federal government. So that's going, you know, way back. I think the Department of Ed was created under Jimmy Carter, so it's relatively new.
It's not that old.
Yeah, not that old. And so, you know, if it's a matter of, like, if things can be done effectively and farmed out to other departments, you know, it's hard to be opposed to that if it's effective. I do know, like, special ed is going to go to the Health and Human Services Department. I know that all Title IX and those kind of things will potentially go to Department of Justice. So if those things are still getting the attention that they deserve in other places, I'm fine with that.
And parents that may, especially parents of special needs kids, if they're worried about their kids falling through the cracks, and or any parent for that matter, but especially the special needs, how do you soothe those parents' minds that everything's going to be okay for their kids?
Well, that's a tough. You know, the proof will be in the pudding. We'll have to see how it plays out, and if indeed those level of services do remain for those families, and the support coming out of the federal government Health and Human Services Department. We'll have to see how it plays out, and we'd kind of trust that it will, I guess.
So let's to project a little bit in the future. Let's say this the transition goes well and everything. It's like nothing's missing. Everything is a smooth, seamless transition. But what if there's some bumps? Are administrators like yourself, are you going to need like a plan B just in case, so that you're ready to act in case it's necessary if things don't work out the way they're saying they should work out?
Yeah. So we would expect like as far as services at the district are concerned, we know what to do. Tomahawk knows what to do. Those things will stay in place.
Okay.
When it comes down to like federal monies or changes to federal laws, those kind of things that'll either get shaken out at those department levels or through federal case laws or those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the wheels are going to fall off of it for sure.
Okay.
I think that there'll be systems in place to make the transition relatively smoothly.
So it's a kind of wait and see kind of thing now, and hopefully keep our fingers crossed everything works well, but rest assured that if it doesn't, we can start to look at things locally here and get things fixed.
Yeah, yep, I agree.
Hopefully. Well, okay. Shannon, if there's nothing else here, I've run out of questions for you here this morning. Well, I'll have some more for you when you come back and visit us. Let's start off right away in the springtime next year and look ahead at going into the new year. Coming back in fall and seeing us again. But anything you'd like to leave listeners with here on behalf of the Merrill School District?
No, I just, you know, it's great to be in the Northwoods in the summertime, and you know, the Tomahawk area, Merrill area is getting really busy this time of year. It's great. I love summer up here.
Yeah, so do I. Well, Shannon, maybe see out at some of the events this year, and hopefully that this summer is going to be a nice summer for all everybody involved in the Merrill School District, and looking forward to the kids are saying, shut up, we're just starting summer vacation. We're not looking forward to fall just yet, but as far as the grown-ups and everybody else concerned, Shannon, thanks for being with us, and thanks for being part of the Sunrise Show once a month.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Shannon Murray from our Merrill School District here this morning.